everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock,
what did you miss?
Well,
you
what? Can hear what? It. You can hear
it. It's only an hour so far.
John and Ken on demand. It was a good hour, and now you've missed it, and you don't want to live without, so do what you have to do.
Contact the voice line because we're going to play calls in 2 days during the 3 o'clock hour. Use the app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, a longtime nemesis in Sacramento of the John and Ken Show is State Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco. I don't know where he's going to land next. He's already been, I think, in the Assembly. Now he's in the State Senate, San Francisco politician. He engineered Senate Bill 357, which was signed by Newsom last July. It repealed a law that banned loitering with the intent to engage in prostitution. He did it because he wanted to protect transgender women from being targeted by police.
The hell is that
about?
Sounds
kind of narrow.
That's ridiculous. That's a fake reason. This was during the period where if anybody wanted to make an argument, they just started waving the transgender flag. Most prostitutes are not transgender. So obviously, right?
Yes, I think there are certain neighborhoods you can go where they are. But
right,
yes,
but 99% of prostitutes are women, biological women. All right? So that's total nonsense. He is just about degrading and destroying the quality of life. How does this make anything better for anybody?
Well, in one place where apparently this is having some negative impact is National City, San Diego area. We're going to talk to the mayor there, Ron Morrison, about, what's been happening since this law was signed by Newsom concerning prostitution in the streets.
All right. Ron Morrison, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, what did Wiener's perverted law do to your town?
Well, the interesting thing is we border right on San Diego. And so there's a division, literally called Division Street. And on the other side of Division Street, there's always been a little prostitution problem there. And it kind of bounces around and people kind of push it back and forth. The police did. Now, when that was signed by the governor, and he said he had reservations on signing it and that he was going to look at the ramifications and might reevaluate it. So when it was signed in July, even though it was not to take effect until January 1st, it was fair game on the streets. The pimps went crazy. Now, Senator Wiener refers to this as the Safe Streets for All Act. He didn't complete his sentence. It should be Safe Streets for All Pimps Act, because that's basically what it's done. And so now, you know, our police basically have no authority to go up and talk to these women or anything else along that line. And a lot of times it's not women. A lot of times it's girls. I mean, these are 13 and 14 year old a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's sex trafficking, everything else. This has opened up the game here in California. And it's happening here. And one of the big reasons it's happening here in National City, because it is near the area in San Diego that does have problems, but even more so, our street along the freeway, along Interstate 5, is we have our downtown area. The street directly behind our downtown faces the freeway, and it's level with the freeway. You can see everything on that street that's happening from the freeway. So they can parade up and down there and track people off the freeway is what their whole idea is. And we have in our downtown area, I'm sitting here right now in front of our hotel, that's in the main hotel in the middle of downtown. Across the street from it is a charter school, kindergarten through ninth grade. They have all of their windows papered over on the front.
Because
these prostitutes basically just wearing a G-string, being right in front of these kids, right in front of their windows. And, you know, and our whole downtown district, we have hotels, we have condos, we have a college here. We have, you know, all of this in our downtown area, and it's in a 4-block area because of the high visibility from the freeway. And they are out here like crazy. And between that law that Senator Wiener passed with 357, and then also the idea of now making it legal to jaywalk, they are out in the middle of the streets. And if we try to enforce a jaywalking law on them, then because we are not enforcing on everybody else, we are targeting. So it's like, okay, so that's out. They know their rights. I just drove by just now at our hotel, the main hotel in the downtown, the driveway to the hotel. There's a prostitute standing in the middle of the driveway on the public property, on the driveway itself, so that she can stop every vehicle trying to go into our hotel.
This must be attracting all kinds of creeps. From all over the area.
And some people say it's because we're right next to Naval Base San Diego is here in National City. And so some of it's because of Naval Base. No, I watch, you know, I cruise this area on a regular basis to make sure what's going on and trying to stay on top of it, helping with our business district, because no one here in the business district wants this. They are all against it. They're all up in arms about it. It's killing our businesses. And you know, and so I see the ones who stop and are talking to them, pick up, these are not Navy personnel. And
owners, one business owner spoke to Fox News Digital. He says they break into cars, they pop tires. We had a neighbor whose vehicle was broken into multiple times, stolen the tools out of it. He didn't want to give his name to Fox because he didn't want the retaliation from the pimps and the prostitutes,
right,
because they destroy the local businesses.
Absolutely. And so, you know, and so some people say, well, these are just women out there just trying to make a living. Well, the problem is we have legitimate businesses here with people that have legitimate jobs and that small business owners and everything else. They are losing their jobs. They are losing their businesses because of this illegitimate business.
But no, this idea we're trying to make a living, that I don't care. That's the way they're making a living. What they're doing is destroying neighborhoods and destroying business districts.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. The quality of life is disgusting. And allowing that sort of thing is disgusting. And that's what Scott Wiener does for a living. He creates disgusting, perverted zones in cities. And all the innocent people who want to truly work for a living can't.
Right. And, you know, I'm hearing from the parents here at the school, which is on the same block that they're parading on. And, you know, they're up in arms and they go, why doesn't the city do anything? And that's the reason I've spoke out against it. And I've had people say, oh, no, don't go against Senator Wiener. He's too powerful and everything else. And I'm going, bull. I mean, it's destroying our neighborhoods. It's not in his neighborhood. Although I hear San Francisco is having a huge amount of problem with this now.
Well,
so is L.A.
It
and all these areas. Santa Monica is having problems. All of them are having problems with this, but everyone's afraid to say anything.
Why are they afraid? What can he do? Look what he's done already. Why are people afraid of Scott Wiener? Have you seen him?
I have talked with Scott Wiener, yes. I know Scott Wiener. And on other issues besides this also. And we've had, let's say, a myriad of disagreements. Let's put it that way.
What's he trying to do to But what is he trying to do to normal neighborhoods and normal business districts? Why does he want to bring all this decay and filth and weirdness?
Yeah, don't ask me. I mean, but you know, the problem is that, you know, people that live in this delusional world, you know, okay, if you want to live in a delusional world, go ahead and do it. But don't ask us to accept that delusional world as part of our world then. And, you know, that's part of the problem here.
What a
is there anything else that police can use beyond the loitering laws to crack down on this?
Well, you know, we've done stings, but stings are, for one thing, they are very labor intensive. I mean, because if you put somebody out there in an undercover role, especially a vulnerable woman, and she has no place to hide a gun, that's for sure. you know, you've got to have a lot of different security hidden in different areas to protect her. You got to have tons of surveillance. It takes about 30 people to pull off a sting. And so it's very labor intensive. What do? You catch, like the last time we did it, we caught like 10 Johns. But nobody really knows about it except them, because their rights are protected, because you basically are just giving them a ticket. And so you can't, because it's just a ticket, you can't publicize that. So, you know, it doesn't really do a whole lot of good. So we're working with our district attorney here. She's, you know, very upset about this also, our county district attorney, Summer Steffen. We're working directly with her, and we're going to approach this from every avenue
You know, it's not just Scott Wiener. It's the whole Democratic legislature there. They all
Newsom
voted for this.
Vetoed this.
And
right.
Newsom could have vetoed it.
I agree, and I pushed him to veto it when it came before him. But sad to say, some Republicans voted for it too. So I mean, this is
some Republicans voted for it too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. This is not, you know, to me, this is not a partisan thing. I'm a nonpartisan individual. I've been in office for 31 years, but I'm nonpartisan. But you know, I don't see this as a partisan thing. I see this as just people making just stupid decisions. And in a lot of cases, not voting their conscience, but voting their caucus.
Is there some pimp political action committee that's paying everybody off? How does that happen?
I think the payoff is the endorsements and the money for their campaigns, things along that line. I think
prostitutes union?
Yeah. Believe me, they have enough money. They should have one. you know, and our crime rates have went up crazy here. They're not prostitution crimes, but they're the crimes that are involving the prostitution and the pimps. We've had shootings involving the pimps and their prostitutes. We've had, you know, fights breaking out between them. We had one prostitute. Now catch this one. An 8-month pregnant prostitute was kidnapped and raped.
Oh, my God.
This is Scott Wiener's world. This is Gavin Newsom's world.
He's really protecting her.
Really protecting her. And then a week later, and I'm assuming it's the same person, an 8-month pregnant prostitute was beat up, and she claimed she didn't know her assailant, but the people that were all around her said, yeah, that's her pimp. She's with him every day. And, you know, and so we had an assault deal. So all these crimes look like as if it's about National City. And that's the reason why, you know, I've been very vocal about it, because I don't want people to think this has anything to do with our city. This has to do with Sacramento.
All right, Ron, we got to go, but we thank you so much for coming
absolutely.
On. We'll stay, explaining this problem.
We'll stay on top of this, too. That's disgusting. Right. This has to be repealed.
Okay, that's the mayor of National City, Ron Morrison, National City, right near San Diego. And this is about Senate Bill 357. It reminds me of Prop 47, because once that passed, here comes the shoplifting and all the drug and the homelessness. One banned police going after people for loitering for the purposes of prostitution. So it's open season. Right? And there we go.
And Prop 47 was the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, and this was the Safer Streets Act.
There we go.
They're blatant in the way they lie and use propaganda to manipulate people. Blatant.
All right, we got more coming up, including your chance for money. Be listening for the keyword next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, the story has come out about the latest student scores in meeting standards in math and English in the state of California. LA Unified improved a little more than the state as a whole in math, a whopping 2 percentage points, but it started out lower and remains lower. I mean, you should see these numbers for LA Unified. In LA Unified in math, just 30% of all students are meeting or exceeding learning goals. 30%.
So let's give, this should be the headline. 70% of students in LA Unified can't reach an acceptable level of math accomplishment.
Right, but they 70, call the standard for that grade level.
70%, right? 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 are not doing what they should be doing.
And Latinos, who make up 3 and 4 students, only 24%.
Yeah.
Met the math.
Yeah, that's your teachers union with all the prattling about diversity.
Yeah. So 76% do not meet the standards, although this superintendent is pleased because rose like 2%.
And they're pleased.
We're making progress, particularly in math, he said.
They're destroying the kids' lives.
His teachers union that's just out there, I don't know, advocating for homeless people.
No.
They're wacky.
And they're advocating for no school for a year and a half, right?
Right, right. They kept LA Unified shut down much more than any other school district.
What kind of racism? You have a majority white state, and the schools run by the teachers union produces a 70% failure rate in math and a 75% failure rate among Latino students.
At 75%?
75%.
Wow.
So what? We're up almost 2 percentage points this year. It's a huge failure. Huge failure. It was last year. It was the year before. 5 years ago. 10 years ago. They always prattle on. Well, you know, it's 1.6%. 75% failure rate for Latino kids, and the LA schools are overwhelmingly Latino.
Wow. Well, things got worse because the pandemic shut the schools down. That learning loss thing. Remember, the teachers union kind of scoffed at that. And then what did LA Unified do? They had these stupid makeup days. Remember, they did two days. They had the kids come in. Oh, we're going to make up all the lost learning from 3 years in 2 days.
Yeah, no, they're stupid.
And then a bunch of kids didn't show up anyway.
They're stupid and they're liars. 60% of kids don't meet the English score standard. 60%. And by the way, this is after they cooked the books. This is after they dumbed down the tests. This is after they do whatever they do to scores behind the scenes. They still get a 60% failure rate for English.
Oh, the argument is always made, we got to get rid of these standardized tests. Well, they're biased. They don't show anything.
If you stop testing, then nobody would fail anymore.
That's why schools no longer are going to require the SAT or the ACT for admission, because who needs that, right? We'll just take the kid at his word. Somebody made it through high school. I'm sure he's good.
Well, and then they're going to fake graduate. They'll get a fake sheet of paper and then do what? They're not going to get hired anywhere to make money. And then they're all going to bitch and complain that they're not being treated equitably. They're not being paid equitably. Oh, that's why they want $25 an hour for flipping burgers. Because they came out of high school with a graduation certificate, quote unquote, and they can't do math and they can't read. Yeah. And they can't comprehend what they read.
2/3 of California students are not testing at grade level in math.
Yeah, total failure. Everybody in the teachers union should be taken on a boat and sent out to sea.
Right, because all they're about is bribing politicians and getting bigger contracts and more money and benefits.
And they
make sure we have a pension. Well, honestly,
why do you think the legislature in Newsom is legalizing prostitution?
And on the other side, with respect to LA Unified, decades and decades of immigration, both legal and illegal, have overwhelmed the school district. It's that simple. Parents who are busy working two jobs and don't have any time to tutor their kids or get their kids extra help, and kids that don't care, and this just goes on and on and on. We talked about this 20 years ago, this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's still present in these latest numbers.
The worst thing to happen was illegal immigration, taking in hundreds of thousands of kids from foreign countries who don't know English, who didn't have any proper schooling to get to this point. And now we have this gigantic daycare center that we pay billions of dollars for. They're given fake paperwork on the way out the door, and everybody's bitching that they're not paid enough money. So the minimum wage has got to be something ridiculous, which then puts local businesses out of business because they can't afford it.
All right, when we come back, oh, one of our favorite desks. You'll see what it is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm gonna lick you.
No.
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Hilda Solis, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is this partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
How many licks does it take?
I'm going to get to Jimmy Gomez in a second.
A good question. Let's find out.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. It's time for your tongue bath. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Come on. Oh, man, did the LA Times give Newsom a big slurp today.
Dang, Politico kind of did, too. Yeah. The LA Times stories by Haley Smith, Tony Briscoe, and Laura Rosenhall, and it's about Newsom's trip to China to promote cooperation on climate change. You know what it's about? A moo. And you might say, why? A moo, and I'm not talking about how cows fart, and that's greenhouse gases. No, an MOU. They sign these dopey memorandums of understanding. Jerry Brown did this years ago. They sit down with people in Chinese provinces, probably nothing to do with the main government of the country, and they sign moves, MOUs. That's what I love about this. And then he's all hail me, and you come and give me a tongue bath because now I'm the greatest.
Because we signed some paperwork?
Yes. Jerry Brown did this in 2013, committing to joining efforts to promote clean energy. Boy, that's nice and broad.
Reduce
carbon emissions and other climate goals.
Do you know how many coal-fired power plants China has? 1,118.
Well, they got a lot of people.
India is second at 285.
That's all they have in India?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. We were talking about India. But
yeah, and India has almost as many people as China.
They're going to pass China in the coming years.
Yeah right.
Says here, China is responsible for 30% of global carbon dioxide emissions.
Right.
Less than 1% from California, but we got all the laws. That's what I love about this.
And so
we're paying through the you-know-what for gas.
and and nothing has cooled the climate. Every year they tell us the climate.
If we're less than 1%, what can we do? If we shut off everything in California, we'd make no difference.
We could all die. We could all just die, and it would make no difference. But Newsom is going there. Look what I have. I have a memo of understanding here. It's called a moo. Have you heard of a moo? M-O-U? No, not moo like a cow. It's a moo.
The Times actually unearthed Jerry Brown to comment because he started all this years ago by making a trip to China. Remember Mr. Governor Apocalypse?
Oh, he had some moos too?
He's chair of the China California Climate Institute at UC Berkeley. How big is that institute? Just Jerry Brown and some cobwebs?
1,118.
1,118.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they got a power. How many billion something people, or is it 2 billion people? I mean, I always forget their population.
Yeah, I mean they're number one, no matter if you per capita or just raw numbers, however you want to slice it.
Yeah, he's going to visit a Tesla plant. This is Newsom. The reason that they both did the story is because he released his schedule for his visit to China next week. And among other things, he's also going to stop in Hong Kong, the first city in Asia to require businesses to disclose their carbon emissions. Newsom just signed that law last week.
That's more paperwork.
I was in Hong Kong. You talk about a densely populated place. Holy mackerel. People live on top of each other there. Oh, look at John. Oh, now I think you're going to pause and say, that's sweet. He's going to visit the Tesla factory in Shanghai. Then he's going to go bird watching.
Oh.
Newsom, yeah. This has been, something I bet you enjoy.
I bet you China has some cool birds there.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
They're not choking on the pollution?
They might not be in good health.
The coastal city of Yangcheng. Hey, in case you ever go over there, that's apparently a good place to bird watch.
Hey, here's another one. China permits 2 new coal power plants every week. In 2022.
Well, not after Newsom gets there. He's going to talk them down from the carbon ledge.
So we told you there's over 1,100 permits to build new ones, 2 a week, every week in China. Over 100.
Yeah. It says here the country continues to see high rates of lung and heart disease.
But they
claim in this story that back in 2013, they had a 4-day episode where apparently the particulate levels reached all-time highs. They called it the Airpocalypse. The Airpocalypse. I've never heard that one before. And that led them to start a war against pollution. They dropped their particulate levels by 40%.
Right. But they're still building the coal plants because they still want cheap electricity for their...
Don't they have wind and solar? And
oh, if that worked, they probably would.
Yeah, this Tesla factory in Shanghai is manufacturing 2 million cars. China actually does have a lot of electric cars, but I don't know. I think they're mostly in the cities. I don't know.
Here's another one. China is building 6 times more new coal plants than other countries. More coal plants than any time in the last 7 years.
What are you reading from the fossil fuel PR manual?
Or? No, NPR.
Oh, NPR.
NPR, yeah.
Now, Newsom already signed a moo.
It's fake. This is all fake.
He did sign a moo, a memorandum of understanding with the Chinese province of Hainan, outlining cooperative goals to cut air pollution.
Do you know, for 20 over 25 years, China has not followed through on any of the agreements.
No, they ignore them.
Yeah. They sign them, and then they issue a press release saying that, well, you know, we have a goal. No follow through.
Remember the Paris Accords? What year was that? That was Obama was president, wasn't it?
Yeah.
China said, beginning in the year 2030, we may start to come down in our emissions.
We may.
And 2030 then was 10, 15 years away. That was their way of saying, come back. don't call us, we'll call you.
Maybe never. Maybe we're never going to do it because we like building a powerful country and an economy, and coal is really cheap. And so, just stuff it. Stuff it with your silly, precious little climate change worries. Yeah, go ride your electric cars.
Times says 60% of China's power comes from coal.
You know, when it comes to their long-term planning to build their economy, that is a very smart country. And we are very stupid.
Oh, you're right. They are going to build some wind and solar, but it says here they will build new coal plants because they want that as a fail-safe during high energy use. We found out what happens in California when we have high, we get those stupid flex alerts, right? Telling us to turn everything off after 4 o'clock.
And don't plug in your electric car between 4 and 10.
That'll probably be a mandate someday as the grid becomes really taxed. All right, we'll be back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app.
And we invite you to use the app to respond and give us some voice line calls. You can use the microphone icon on the app to do that, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. The race to replace Dianne Feinstein in the U.S. Senate has another candidate. Los Angeles newscaster Christina Pescucci will join us after the news at 3 o'clock. She's running for Senate.
She's
kind of
been
a surprise.
She's been a reporter on Channel 5 for years, and then recently on Fox 11, and she suddenly jumped into this race. Now, she's going to be going up against the Democrat side, Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, Barbara Lee. Steve Garvey has announced he's running, and this is one primary in March, and the top two.
Will Eric Early's already in there, and a guy named James Bradley.
Yeah.
Those are the main candidates, and of course, they're wondering whether or not the woman that Newsom appointed to fill Feinstein's seat, LaFonza Butler, will decide to run too, right? Because she could be listed on the ballot as already a senator, right? That's why I said it was, with some voters who don't know anything, that could have an impact.
Yeah.
Not known, but if she has the name senator, they're like, oh, well, you know, she's the incumbent. She knows the job.
Well, the more Democrats that run, especially Democrats that have some kind of a name or following, they'll split up the vote. And, you know, maybe Steve Garvey can sneak in there.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Christina. She is a Democrat, but says she's something of a centrist, wants to be a different option for people. So you'll hear her on the show after 3 o'clock. We're just talking about Newsom's trip to China next week to sign a bunch of memorandums. It's very exciting. If you were to visit a Tesla plant and do bird watching, which John likes. But
I'd go for the bird watching.
Sounds like a pleasant trip. The California Trucking Association is suing. And this brings us back to climate regulations. They're suing CARB, the California Air Resources Board, because, well, first of all, they're claiming California cannot begin regulating trucking emissions without getting permission from the United States EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. As you probably know, if you followed this at all new trucks sold in the state of California after 2045 have to be zero emission. They're calling it the Advanced Clean Fleets Regulations.
How are they?
And some are saying we can't meet that.
You cannot deliver all the nation's goods with electric trucks because the range is so terrible.
Yeah, I wonder how bad they are in trucks because trucks, obviously, they're heavy to begin with.
Probably worse.
What kind of a battery's in there?
Yeah. So nothing's going to get delivered. What kind of a suicide pact is this? Can anybody stop this nonsense? You can't have an electric truck fleet. The technology doesn't exist to do this.
They're asking for an injunction to stop the Air Resources Board from enforcing the regulations. They also want them to just declare this invalid and contrary to law. They're going for it all here.
Well, you have to. This is the story that gets hardly any play, right? You probably won't hear any other show or outlet cover this, but this is the kind of story that if they followed through with their regulations would completely destroy life as we know it, because nothing could be delivered because there's no technology that would allow trucks to deliver anything efficiently. It simply doesn't exist, and it's not going to exist in 2045 either.
The last time we visited this story, there were some electric trucks out there at the ports, but not a heck of a lot, as I recall. I mean, they have some time to make this transition, but they also passed other regulations. I forget what they were dealing with diesel trucks, which I think we had guests on the air to tell us those were onerous and impossible to comply with.
The world, their idea is we should go back to the pre-industrial era. It really is what they want. They want to completely, I found the word the other day and we were talking about it, now I can't think of it, but a good substitute for it is de-industrialize.
Yeah, I heard you use that term a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
De-industrialize.
De-industrialize. Let's go back,
before the Industrial Revolution.
That's right. Before 1850.
Building all the factories and everything, right?
So
mass production and emissions. But of course, that story I was just reading about Newsom comes back to the transportation sector. And I've mentioned this before. CARB is really fixated on your car and that truck on the road. They think that's the last big barrier for California reaching, quote, its climate goals. They think they're already on the way to us having 100% alternative energy sources. I know, but they're now going to focus though on transportation.
But they're lying. They're making this up.
They get more from renewables than they did 10 years ago. But whether or not they can satisfy the whole California grid.
They can't.
In 20 years, I don't think so.
It's not even a debate. They simply cannot. That's why they kept their nuclear power plant going. They added natural gas plants.
Well, they're doing what China did. They want to just have it there in case we're about to shut the power off because of a shortage, which happens in the summers with the hot days. That's what they worry about. All right, coming up next, our guest will be another candidate for the United States Senate. It's an LA newscaster by the name of Christina Pascucci. She just announced she'd like to be your next senator in the Dianne Feinstein seat. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Sandy Wells, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.